Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Thursday the 7th of April 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So the Carphone Warehouse has launched its £12 monthly unlimited data plan. They're hoping that it's going to push them into the broader spectrum and give them a far bigger audience as a result. It's called Talk Mobile, and it runs on the Vodafone infrastructure. And also, it's genuinely unlimited. For £12, you will get as much as you can possibly manage. It started yesterday and runs for about a month, and Carphone Warehouse are saying that it's about £360 cheaper than the nearest available deal on the HTC Wildfire. A UK doctor, Neil Dodgson, who's a specialist in imaging, has slammed the UK press for going off about the Nintendo 3DS. He says it's all complete bunkum. As a natural process for using accommodation and vergence when looking at 3D sources, I read that, I don't understand it, but I read it. He says that it's perfectly normal to feel a bit dizzy and a little bit headachy for a start until you get used to it, but it's not something that the eye can't cope with. Thanks, Neil. Motorola Zoom has downgraded its sales forecasts to just 100,000 units. That's three times less than the initial sales of the first iPad over a year ago. Good grief. It's in a bad way, apparently, at the moment. Although the Motorola Zoom has got critical acclaim and said to be very, very good, it's certainly not going to be competing with the iPad, and that could be a bad thing. Amazon has been named as currently the most reputable company. It's topped a list of 150 companies that have been generated by Forbes Media. And the report has been taken from over 33,000 online responses taken in January and February alone. So it seems like it's a very good barometer. I've got to say, I've never had a problem with Amazon. They're not bad at all. Now in May, we're supposed to be getting brand new iMacs, and of course, if you're a Mac fan, then you're just going to go with those. However, if you're undecided and fancy something a little bit different, watch out, because Acer has revealed the Acer Aspire Z5761. It's an all-in-one that looks absolutely brilliant. It's got a great spec with a Core i7 chip, a 1.5 SATA hard disk drive with Blu-ray player as well, a high-end video graphics card from NVIDIA, and it's got all the usual stuff like Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and so on. Price? £799, $1,300. So not bad at all. That amount of money probably wouldn't buy you the stand on an iMac, would it? An old lady in Armenia is facing 3 years in prison. She was a 75-year-old lady from Georgia who was walking around in Armenia looking for copper to take back to her village and sell. She found a cable and thought that would be good, so she spliced it and dragged it as far as she could. Turns out it was the main internet connection for most of Armenia. She's going to go to prison for 3 years for it. When you look at that and go, she's an old lady, don't forget she was trying to steal copper. Commodore USA has put the new C64 up for pre-sale. It looks absolutely gorgeous. It's a fantastic little self-contained computer that does a whole load of stuff. It's $595, but it does come with a fairly impressive spec, it has to be said. A US vector biologist appears to have accidentally rewritten virological history because he's passed an insect-borne disease onto his wife by sexual transmission. He went on a study to Senegal, came home, had sex with his wife, and gave her the Zika virus, unfortunately. It's an obscure pathogen which causes joint pains and extreme fatigue. Apparently this isn't supposed to be possible, but it's happened. I bet he's got some explaining to do. And finally, the Mythbusters are in the Pentagon. It's true. Jamie Heineman has spent so much time blowing up so much stuff on Mythbusters that he's become a bit of a pseudo-expert on explosives. And he's helping the US with lightweight armor for US military vehicles in Iraq and Afghanistan. Heineman said, "We've had a lot of experience in the show dealing with explosives, obviously in ways and situations that are outside the norm." No kidding, Jamie. Well done, mate. If you've got a story and no one wants to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll see you again tomorrow for a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. And of course, it's Bagel Broadcast Friday. So it's photo at 11, Mac at 1, and then the big show at 10 p.m. Have a good day and thanks for listening. Armour for use on US military vehicles in Iran and... No, not Iran, not yet anyway.